The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has organized a platform in Accra for all marketing companies, OMCs, to share their challenges and take the opportunity to meet the EPA's regulatory requirements. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aite, advised the OMCs to comply with LI 1652 that requires that development activities be carried out in an environmentally sound and safe manner. Asibi Bangui Kela, sat in for Radio Ghana.
The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aite, acknowledged the significant contributions OMCs are making to the economy. She said the consumption of petroleum products, especially petrol, diesel, kerosene and liquefied petroleum gas, has increased over the past decade, leading to the proliferation of retail outlets. The situation, Madam Aite noted, has however resulted in a number of challenges, including land use conflict, leakages of underground storage tanks leading to groundwater and soil pollution. This, she said, has generated concerns in recent times, resulting in what she termed the "not in my backyard" syndrome, which used to be associated with final waste disposal site. She attributed improper siting, non-compliance with permitting conditions, inadequate technical knowledge and skills on the part of persons employed to generate such facilities as some of the factors leading to the concerns. The minister challenged OMCs to be well positioned and equipped to meet the emerging issues such as pollution, prevention and decommissioning of retail outlets. The acting executive director of EPA, Daniel Amlalo, declared 2011 as a year of compliance and enforcement. In line with this, 40 officers from district and specialized departments completed a course in prosecution. He recognized the need to simplify the environmental assessment procedures to enable industry to meet the regulatory functions of EPA.
Asibi Bangui Kele's report.